Have you ever wondered, as a business owner or even a customer, why some ads seem to just get you to click and take action after you watch them, after you see them on your feed, while others simply repel you and you can just can scroll past them fast enough? In this video, we are really going to peel back the layer and share with you what actually makes a successful Facebook and Instagram ad, so that you can go ahead and learn some of those strategies when it comes to actually supercharging your ads and having a better pulling power once you launch those. If it's the first time you come across my content, I am Julie DeMatteo. I'm the founder of Talk On Consulting. We are a code partner, a marketing agency that helps their clients scale beyond 7-figure using social media ads on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And in this video, we're really going to have a focus on Facebook and Instagram ad, and how do you make them better? How do you make them more compelling so that they convert better and give you better ROI, a better return for your money? Because ultimately, that's the name of the game. We spend in marketing because we do want to impact more people. We do want to have our offer, our message shared and seen by the right target audience. But we also want to make more money. We want to build generational wealth. We want to have a legacy business that, you know, provides for us and our family. So that's what we're going to look at. How do you create ads that make that happen consistently on autopilot? Now, the first thing that you want to have in mind is understanding what's the purpose of an ad. An ad is not designed to sell your offer, right? An ad is designed to create curiosity, and it's designed to get someone's attention with the ultimate goal of getting them to take an action, right? So I see some business owners thinking that they're going to sell on the ad. That's not what the purpose of the ad is for. And typically those are typically the ads that just simply flop, especially if they're shown to the wrong audience at the wrong time. So the first thing that you want to have in mind is thinking about connection. How can I create a connection with my customers? So the first step when it comes to actually creating ads that convert is thinking about getting inside the mind of your customer, right? I think it's Dan Kennedy that said that if you're able to explain something, if you're able to explain to someone what they're going through in a better way that they can do it themselves, they automatically assume that you have the solution for whatever problems they're currently facing. So what you want to create is you want to create a connection, right? You want your ad to create a connection with your customer. You want them to feel seen. You want them to feel heard. You want them to feel understood, because that's what's going to get their attention. And one of the best ways to connect with your potential prospect is by actually appealing to their emotion, right? Evoking emotion with your ad. It might be a picture. It might be what you say in the hook of your video. It might be the first line of text in your ad. How can you appeal to the emotion? And the second one in which you can actually get inside their mind by leveraging connection is by using storytelling. Now, storytelling is really your capacity to share a story where they can see themselves part of. It's your ability to share a story that's going to make them relate and it's going to make them care, right? It might be your story. It might be a story of one of your clients. It might be a story that they might be living at the moment. But being able to really share that story by adding emotion is what's going to create connection. I see so many business owners making the mistake of thinking that what's going to get their ads to perform better is by showcasing how long they've been in business, or how many hours they've received, or in how many magazines they've been featured. That could even further from the truth. Your target audience don't really care. What matters for them is really understanding that you understand them and that you care about them, that what you have going on is different from what they experienced in the past, and that you actually are not just looking for a sale, you're actually looking to make their life better in some way, shape, or form, and you make that happen by having a connection. Now that you've seen how to connect with your customer at an emotional level through stories and through by sharing some secret and by sharing more about yourself, let's now see how you can even supercharge your ads and make them even more irresistible. And you make it happen by actually nailing down your messaging, right? So yeah, it's all about your messaging. Once you've told them about themselves, now you might tell them about what you have to offer, what makes your offer unique, what's your USP, why did you get started, what makes what you have going on different from what they've experienced in the past. This is where you actually want to leverage psychological principles such as, you know, social proof, right? Showing them how many people you've worked with that have achieved whatever result, showing them how many people you've worked with that have achieved whatever result you are promising on your ads. Also having scarcity, why not? You know, people don't move until there's a certain level of urgency, or they feel like any offer, especially when you're selling a high ticket, there's always a level of scarcity, because you can work with 1,000 people, right? If you had 1,000 new customers tomorrow, you'd probably be overwhelmed. So there's always a scarcity that's included in your offer. The thing is, most people don't know how to leverage scarcity. They feel like having a scarcity of highlighting the scarcity is going, it's like a sales tactic that's not true, or that's not aligned with what they do. But the truth is, you, there's always a scarcity whenever you have an offer going on, because you cannot work with the entire world. So you want to tell them, okay, here's my limit. I can only take 5 more clients, or I can only take like 10 more clients for my next quarter. After that, we are going to be sold out, or we are having a challenge. I don't know when we're gonna have the next challenge. That's not false marketing tactic. It's just telling them what's actually going on, right, and giving them an option to actually, you know, step up the game and actually move forward with you or not do it. But the choice is them ultimately. And when it comes to your messaging, one of the things that you actually want to highlight is actually the benefits, right? With what do they stand to gain, which transformation are they going to achieve when working with you. One of the biggest mistakes which I see happening here by this owner is actually thinking that listing the feature is kind of the benefit, which is not the case. Sometimes I just review sales pages and, you know, and I'm thinking, where is the benefit here? Because they've just had this just a list of what's included in the program. And sometimes I think that because there's more included in the program, it allows them to charge more. Someone's going to pay more because they're doing more for the person. That couldn't be further from the truth, because people don't buy what is inside your program. That's what you sell. That has value to you, but they have no clue of knowing how much valuable what you have in that program is. What they care about is a result, you know. And so your ability to actually have a clear transformation, a clear result that you guide them through and that you get them to achieve, is what's going to make your offer valuable. And your ability to actually articulate that transformation in a way that makes sense for them is what's going to lead to the best results. So, you know, really thinking about, okay, what are some of the benefits? What's the vision which I have for my prospects that I can walk them through and that I can get them to if they go through this program? And why is it valuable to them? How is their life going to be different? And really nailing down, you know, crystallizing that in your messaging is going to be key to convert better with your copy. And when I say copy here, I'm not only mentioning copy on the ads. I also think about your email copy, right? Your sales page copy, your VSL copy. All of those things are an integral part of your conversion process and your sales process to take a stranger from, you know, discovering you from ads and going ahead and buying from you, right? So all of those play a massive role in the conversion process. So once you've gotten inside your customer mind and you've crafted your messages in a really compelling way, the third part really consists in bringing your ethical edge at the forefront of your marketing, right? So I call it the ethical edge. And the reason why I call it the ethical edge, because we live in a day and age where people have been burned out so much by, you know, no matter which industry, no matter which vertical you operate in, people are just sick and tired of those empty promises, that people are over-promising and under-delivering on the back end. So that's really what you want to lead with ethical edge, where you want to have full transparency in terms of what your shortcomings are, right? What are some of the things that you might not be doing or that you still struggle with when it comes to you even scaling your business yourself or even getting whatever results you're that are hiring for. Like if you are, for instance, a keto coach and saying, okay, if you are, for instance, a fitness coach and saying, okay, even though I've been fit for the past 10 years, I still struggle with maybe, you know, sweet cravings, and I still find myself, you know, maybe skipping a workout here and there, or even indulging into some sweet at night. That makes you more human, right? You don't have to be perfect. Or even like sharing the shortcoming of your client, you know, where have you failed in the past, or what are some of the things that you've tried that didn't quite work and that you are still working on improving. They're not buying your perfection, they're buying your authenticity. And if you can lead with authentic ad and say, okay, I've been struggling with this as well, even though I've had success in this area, this one area where I'm still struggling with is going to make you look more human, and it's going to build trust, and it's going to give more credibility even faster. I think there was a time and place where people were thinking, okay, credibility came from having everything perfect and having a perfectly polished brand, like the Instagram feed perfect type of brand, but that's no longer the case. Like coming across sharing your flaws is going to make you feel way more relatable and create that connection even way faster with your target market. So transparency is a big one, right? The second one is value, right? It's really goodwill. You want to build goodwill with your marketplace no matter what. And that's the reason why when we work with clients, we always start by leveraging valuable content. We never start with direct response marketing, even though we are great at doing that. We always want to give before we ask, right? And if you have your marketing, if you have the same principle when it comes to your marketing, you're going to be able to make more money longer and just have a and just build a powerful brand online, because people are going to trust you more if you first educate them on whatever they're going through before you try to pitch them, right? It's like you first want to give before you ask. Like Gary Vee said, jab, 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 right hook. So you want to first give. And you can also give with ads. People sometimes think, okay, I'm going to run ads just to get clients right off the bat, and I don't want to spend time, you know, giving any value. That's not the case. You can literally run ads to give value, to build your audience, build your warm list, your invisible list, and then retarget those people have based on how long they've watched your video, which your conversion campaign. Guess what's going to happen? Because they've watched your content and they've seen, they've gotten so much value from you, they're going to be more likely to buy because they know you're ready, they trust you, they know how credible you are. So the next logical step is for them to actually move the trigger and go ahead and purchase from you. So leading with value, educating them, showing them what they, where they're missing out, you know, what they're missing out on their current strategy, what are some of the loopholes, and really giving them, you know, something to succeed, giving them some first win before you ask them to invest and work with you, is going to be a game changer when it comes to having your ads convert even better. Because the ultimate goal is not just a click. The goal is to create a connection that really lasts. The goal is to attract aligned clients that are going to work with you for years or even for months, that are going to become raving fans, that are going to become the biggest cheerleader for your brand and for your business. That's really the goal. By applying this principle into your marketing strategy, you're not only going to see better ad performance, you know, better ROI, but you're also going to be able to have the biggest ROI, which is building a loyal brand, which is building a brand that stands the test of the time. Before we wrap up here, what I really want you to take away from this video is that when it comes to actually having your ads becoming visible and increasing in pulling power, you want to start by understanding your customer. What keeps them awake at night? You know, what are some of the desires? What are some of the deep things that they actually want to run away from? You know, link that to your current story, to your story. What made you start your business? Why is it important for you to serve them, and connect what the current situation with where you once were and what your vision for them is, right? Once the case, you need to think about your USP. What makes you unique? What makes you uniquely qualified to get them from wherever they are to wherever you see for them where they could potentially be, and leverage social people that you've worked with in the past. You know, your track record, add urgency, add scarcity, because that's ethical, right? And then think about having an edge with goodwill, you know, build trust, build credibility, and also lead with transparency, and not really to get them to see you as an expert and get them to want to work with you long term. That's it for this video. I hope you learned something for this episode. I hope you learned something. Let me know in the comment section. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, share with me. This is something that might help get to the next level in the business. Maybe a marketer that's running ads and that's not seeing as good of a result that they could potentially be. If you're watching on Spotify, or if you're listening to this, make sure to subscribe to the platform, you know, leave us a review. It always means the world to us. And make sure if you're looking for someone to help you get your ads to the next level, feel free to reach out to me at Jolie DeMatteo on LinkedIn or Instagram. That's where I'm the most active. Or simply go to our website and schedule a free call with someone in the team to really help you get your business to the next level using social media ads in an ethical way, in a way that actually works long term for your business and your brand. I will see you on the next one. Until then, take care of yourself.